Good night, everybody.
Happy Monday to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, and McGroin Nation. Finally, back live on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned. We're ready to go. From Tennessee, we're back in Tennessee. Did a little traveling over the weekend. Brennan and I went to a fundraiser for the Patriot Freedom Project at Trump Bedminster in New Jersey. Saw some people that I haven't seen in a long time. Some of our, it was a little bit of a reunion. Some of our friends from New York were there. Folks that we were very close with and in rally times. That was a lot of fun. And it was a great fundraiser. It was really, really heavy event, though. I mean, it was the subject matter of January 6th is heavy, but it was a great event. Food was good, as always. The travel is what travel is, right? You know? We weren't on a Boeing, so we made it, you know, to and from. We were on an Airbus, so that was good. And it was a really fun time. So we were in. It was a quick in, quick out. Everything's good to go, but it was a fun time. PatriotFreedomProject.com, DueProcessDenied.org for the documentary. You may see a familiar face in parts 2 and 3. So, PatriotFreedomProject.com, DueProcessDenied.org. Tim Hale, who's been on our show, he was, I think, the best speaker.
He was fantastic.
Him and, Annette.
Annette was good too.
Yeah. Some for different reasons. Real, you know, heavy stuff. And this is just another one of those reasons why we gotta fight like hell, you know, to get Donald Trump back in office, because he's the only one realistically who would probably pardon these J6ers. Especially, I mean, there's a 2-horse race now. You know, I'm not looking at RFK, you know, Trump or Biden. Biden's going to let these guys rot. Donald Trump's going to pardon. And, the husband of the first speaker who's being sentenced to prison time for picking up trash in the Capitol and telling people not to smoke pot in the Capitol
and asking officers if he can help.
And he's been charged with, I think it was civil disorder and felony account of that, 75 days. I mean, it's just, this is what they're doing though. You know, you step out of line. Doesn't matter why you're there. Doesn't matter what you say. You step out of line, the regime's going to come for you. We've been saying that about every last thing. Every last thing. Doesn't matter what you stand for. Doesn't matter, I don't like politics. I like sports. Oh, I don't like politics. I'm a finance guy. Oh, I don't like politics. I do diet and health. Yeah, oh, diet, health, nutrition, fitness. Really? That whole industry that's been linked to white supremacy? Folks, it's time. Look, there's a lot of sappiness out there when it comes to, we have to unite and come together. A lot of it becomes sappy because a lot of people will use that to kind of co-opt you to their cause. Do you understand what I'm saying? You'll get a lot of people, we have to unite and come together for, but, and it's like, well, I don't really like, bleh, right? Well, here's the thing. Do you like freedom? Do you like to be able to make your own decisions? Do you like independence? Do you like when government leaves you alone? Do you like owning property? Do you want to own a home? Do you want your interest rates to be lower? Do you want your groceries to cost less? Do you want your energy to be more affordable? You want housing to be more affordable? What do you want? Right? Well, I want to do this. Well, you can do that, but only, this is why I'm saying this idea of uniting, right? A lot of people use that and it's fake. A lot of people who call for unity aren't really calling for it for the right reasons, okay? That's the truth. A lot of people who are calling for unity, using that word, aren't doing that with the right intentions. What they really want is for you to just blindly follow their crusade. But this is not blindly following a crusade about one issue, right? This is about the country as a whole. Everything I just listed. Do you want a smaller government? Do you want lower taxes? If you're in the service industry, do you want your tips to be taxed or not? Do you want a secure border? Do you want safe streets, good schools, favorable jobs market, lower interest rates, more affordable housing, more affordable energy, stronger military, money being spent in our country first? Versus overseas. You want all that? The choice is very, very clear. Trump, he's going to give you that. Hey, he may not be able to give you 100% of that, and he may not do it as well as I want him to do it. You know my position on foreign aid, right? I posted about it this weekend. What is my... That's right. Brennan said it. Say it into the mic. Say it like that again. Yeah.
$0 and 0 cents.
$0 and 0 cents. Maybe we'll make for our first... Maybe we'll make for our first shirts if we can catch this movement on. No, ready?
Shirt?
Ready? It's like a sports... Remember we did the Zeldin 22 jerseys? What if we put $0 and 0 cents and the nameplate would just say Foreign Aid?
Jersey. That's funny. I like that.
Like a sports, like a jersey, right? $0 and 0 cents. That's the Foreign Aid. I'd wear that all over the place. Oh, that's cold. That's not nice. Well, you know what? I want to be nice to our people before I'm nice to anybody else's people, because our people are the ones paying the taxes. Bottom line. You step out of line, the regime's coming for you. When I talk about uniting, I'm not saying to unite around the border or, you know, affordable health care or lower time. I'm saying the general idea, all of that as a whole, government taking less of your money, leaving you alone, better schools, safe streets, strong border, strong military, lower taxes, better jobs, lower cost of living, lower energy costs, lower interest rates. If any of that sounds appealing to anybody listening to the show, that's what you can unite around. And then leverage your voice with the system. Use the system to get what you want done. I'm excited. I'm excited to we're last week of June, right? We're closing in, hurtling rapidly. The debate is this week. Rapidly approaching is Donald Trump's sentencing date, where I firmly believe he's going to be sentenced to jail. I don't know if he's going to have to go to jail, but he will be sentenced to jail, I believe. I don't think they would have gone this far just to say, all right, yeah, you know, house arrest.
Right.
I think they're going to do it. And they want to do it. This Mershani wants to be the first guy. I sentenced the first American president to prison. Yeah, you powerful man in a robe. Oh, wow. You don't want to see what's behind the robe, though, do we?
I sure don't.
I call it a tiny pee-pee. That's what I call it. Judge Mershon has a tiny pee-pee. You know, and now this is another thing that we've been doing. I'm having a lot of fun just mocking people these days. I think this is a lot of fun. So I posted on Twitter. Did anybody see this on Twitter? Brendan, you saw it, and I'm sure, you know, heard about it, right? I've been talking to you about this all weekend. The Joy Reid post on Twitter. I'll show you what I'm talking about, everybody. Because I've been mocking people, and it's been a lot of fun. And so I want to know, who do we think we want to mock next? I posted on Twitter about, I don't know, it's almost 2 days, June 22nd. And I just wrote, Joy Reid is one of the ugliest people I've ever seen. I put a picture of it, and there's like 3,400 replies. So like, yeah, she's ugly inside and out. She's a hideous person. Guess what? That's what we're going to do today. Not make fun of Joy Reid, although we'll probably get a few shots in with Joy Reid. We're not going to make fun of her necessarily the entire time today, but Jake Tapper, you know, fake Jake. We call him fake Jake. He's fake news, fake Tapper, fake Jake. We're going to make fun of Jake Tapper because he's the moderator of this debate. Caroline Leavitt, you saw her go on, I'm sure you've seen the clip already, everyone's been playing it, one of the only things to talk about today, because we're getting close to 4th of July, the whole nine yards, the summer, news cycle starts to slow down a little bit, but there's plenty more out there, including some bad hombre animals, we're going to get to that as well, but we had Caroline Leavitt went on CNN, and she was kicked off the air for pointing out that the moderator of this debate, June 27th, the moderator of the debate Thursday night. Yes. The moderator of the June 27th debate is Jake Tapper, who has repeatedly compared Donald Trump to Hitler. How are you supposed to have an honest debate when the moderator thinks one guy is Hitler and the other guy is one step below God? Think about it. And Jake Tapper probably thinks Joe Biden's better than God. To be honest with you, probably. I wouldn't be shocked. Leavitt kicked off the air for that. We got that clip, as well as the clip of, or a clip, not the clip, a clip of fake Jake Tapper comparing Donald Trump to Hitler. It's not, it's right there. Hitler. It's pretty serious, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
We have that. We have MSNBC melting down. You know, did you hear about this Jocelyn Nungare story? I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Nungare. She's the 12-year-old who was killed in Texas. And you know what? We had, well, how many stories last week? Rachel Morin was last week. There was the miners in New York who were recorded being killed last week. Now you have a 12-year-old in Texas raped and murdered by people who shouldn't be here. And MSNBC is worried about what? What are they worried about? We shouldn't use the term illegal. Folks, one of my favorite things, and sometimes I slip up a little bit here on the show, is to keep it clean, and we're going to do that. But my goodness, once the microphones and cameras are off, the folks, this is disgusting. So you have a 12-year-old girl who was killed after being raped by people who are not supposed to be in this country, and you on MSNBC, that's right, the employer of the ugliest person I've ever seen, Joy Reid, MSNBC has the nerve to sit there, have a panel, worry about, well, how should we describe these people? Well, we don't use the term illegal. Makes me so upset. Makes me so upset. San Francisco, a very popular McDonald's closed in San Francisco, and it's not why you think. Snopes finally reversed course on their fact check for the Very Fine People hoax. It only took them 7 years when the evidence was there since the beginning. And the final 10 Supreme Court decisions apparently are on the way for the term. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to all that fun stuff. We're going to make fun of Jake Tapper a lot. But before we do that, I got to call your attention. Call your attention to the video. Well, what was it? Bob Shepard was the Yankees announcer. Number two, Derek Jeter. Number two. Imagine if Donald Trump was the announcer at the Yankee Stadium. Now batting. I've known him since he was a little boy. Derek Jeter, great guy. I got to tell you. Number two, he's a great guy. Derek Jeter. And I taught him everything he knows. Taught him how to swing the bat. He swang the bat. Swang. There it is. Brennan word. There's the Brennan word. Brennan came up with a new word this weekend. Swang. Oh, yes. If you change the word pitch in baseball to female dog and you listen to the broadcast, it's and that pitch was fouled back. Now, just switch it out. We were dying on the way to Murfreesboro yesterday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Outlaw Soap from OFP Farms. Look at this thing. OFP Farms Soap. You want to smell clean? I like smelling good. Squidward smells good, right? Squidward smells good because Squidward uses Outlaw soap from OFP Farms. That's the only explanation, nothing else. You know, look, this is the Outlaw soap. They've had the Outlaw soap for a while, but now we have an Outlaw president. The Outlaw president versus the Pampers president. So you got Trump's mugshot on this soap right here. Look at it. It's beautiful. You can get this at OFPFarms.com. This is part of the We the People line of soaps and lotions and lip balms. This is the We the People soap. It's got Trump's face right there. He's the little patriot guy right there. Same on the Goat Kisses lip balm. OFP Farms made this. Not just out of frustration with where our country is right now, but also out of a love for what makes this country great and the way this country was founded. That's the We the People line, and they're donating the profits there to Donald Trump's campaign, OFPFarms.com. There's going to be more that's coming too, by the way, but you have the Outlaw soap, the We the People soap, the We the People Goat Kisses lip balm. You know, Goat Kisses, the best lip balm on the market, not just because they're a sponsor, but we'd be using them even if they weren't. It's the only other alternative to chapstick that doesn't leave nonsense on my lips. This stuff is great. It's amazing. So OFP Farms, Go Kisses lip balm. You got the magnesium bombs and the Outlaw and We the People line of soaps. You can see it right there. It's on your screen. LFA at checkout, OFPFarms.com. Promo code LFA at checkout for 15% off. Some people have been foregoing the promo code to try and get more money into the hands of OFP Farms in the Trump campaign. That's OFPFarms.com. Promo code LFA 15 for 15% off. OFPFarms.com. Promo code LFA. All right. And also we have the LFA TV website. That's LFATV.us. LFATV.us. You know, we always talk about the store where you can go ahead and get... I saw somebody on Twitter was making the joke because, you know, there were liberals who were like, oh, who are you to call? Who are you to call Joy Reid ugly? You got those big ears. And I was like, yes, but at least I don't look like livestock. Right? It was pretty good. Saw somebody else talking about how, oh, he's not ugly, especially when he's in an LFA flannel. It's pretty cool. LFATV.us. This is the website here. You click on that pop-up, brings you to the show that's currently live. You click on the donate tab, And it'll bring you to this portion of the site. While they're rebuilding the store, feel free to donate any way you can. JeremyHerald.com/donate or LFATV.us/donate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a sip of tea here. Here we go. Ooh, Earth Rider. And let's get going. Let's make fun of Jake Tapper, fake Jake. So what happened on CNN with Caroline Leavitt? Young woman, I believe she's in her 20s, Trump spokesperson. She's from New Hampshire, I believe. She was running for Congress in the 2022 cycle. Now she's in with the Trump campaign. Well, the CNN crew, they don't like when the truth gets out, of course. You know, remember when Caitlin Collins was doing the Trump town hall on CNN and Donald Trump, the cat was named Vagina. They hated that, but their ratings are great, so they loved it. But they can only allow the truth through on their network so many times, right? They can only, and by the way, here's how we'll do this. If you think Jake Tapper is a fake news slob, hit the thumbs up button below this video. If you think Jake Tapper is a fake news piece of human waste, hit that thumbs up button right below this video. Let us know in the chat as well. CNN ends this interview early with Caroline Leavitt, who was appropriately calling out Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper is supposed to be the moderator at the debate in 3 days, right? In Atlanta, Georgia. CNN's hosting it. Jake Tapper is going to be the moderator of the debate. Now, you may be saying, okay, that's not going to be an objective debate. Why are we surprised that CNN, pulled the plug on the Caroline Leavitt spot? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by it. I'm not coming in here saying I'm outraged by it. But what I do know, right, Billy Currington theory must be doing something right. If they're freaking out over it, it means they think it's a vulnerability. It's a liability for them. So I'm going to continue to hammer the fact that Jake Tapper is not going to be an impartial moderator. Why? Because CNN doesn't want us to talk about that. If they did, they would have let Caroline Leavitt continue to go on live TV today. So you cut her off. Now all of us are going to spread the same clip around like crazy of Jake Tapper comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. And showing the rest of the country that guy who compared Donald Trump to Hitler, where no actual comparison exists, where no similarities at all exist between the two, that guy is going to be asked to be an objective moderator at a presidential debate in 3 days in Georgia. That's where the outrage is, right? It's not that CNN shut down Caroline Leavitt. We know. Listen. This is CNN. That's what it is. It's nonsense. It's a garbage network. But it's watching them react that way and saying, why did they do that? Oh, the truth was getting out about Jake Tapper? Well, now we got to hammer home the truth about Jake Tapper. Here's what happened to Caroline Leavitt on CNN as her spot was cut short by Cassie Hunt on, as Andrew Wilkow said, don't abbreviate her name, Kay Hunt. No, I heard her brother, Michael Hunt, is also walking around. He goes by Mike. Anyway, had to. I heard Andrew Wilkow making the joke this morning. CNN, Caroline Leavitt, Cassie Hunt, Jake Tapper is the topic of conversation, and they pull the plug. Watch this.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf,
Did you hear that for this? We're going to replay it. I want to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for. Did you hear that?
No.
I mean, she can't even say Donald Trump's name without the roar. Listen to this. It's insane. It's like the sound of music.
So it takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay.
Now, as
I'm
for
sorry,
this
guys.
Debate,
we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at next.
You work for Donald Trump. Did you hear that? That was unbelievable. That was the first. I watched that clip about 14 times today, putting the show together. And I didn't realize she broke out the opera voice. Well, I want to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Who you work for? Doe, a deer, a female deer. We should remix that song. Did we ever do that?
I don't think so.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. I have to tell you, it's incredible. The Sound of Music. We know all about it. We should probably plan that.
Because it could be Joe.
Joe. Yeah. We could have a lot of fun with that. All right. All right. We'll get to that. Maybe later tonight we'll have a little fun. You know, it's Monday night. We like to have a little fun. MAGA Monday's little after party after everything's done. Now, that was what happened to Caroline Leavitt today on CNN. I think that was today. I'm pretty sure it was today. She was, you can't talk about Jake Tapper. We can't have that. Okay. Fine. You don't want to talk about Jake Tapper? You don't want us to talk about Jake Tapper? That's fine. No worries. I don't have a problem with that. Now, here is what Caroline Leavitt was talking about. Okay, look. Look, folks. Here's the deal. Okay. Where's Jackie? I'm ready for debate. Okay. You hear the sniff? Did you see Joe Biden sniff the Pope? Did we all see that last week?
The forehead
thing?
Oh, yeah. What
the hell was going on? All right. Here's what CNN doesn't want you to see.
Okay.
It's not that CNN doesn't want you to see them shutting down Caroline Leavitt, because they did it in such a way that it looks like, all the colleagues are banding together against those evil Trump bullies. That's not what the problem is. They're not ashamed of what happened on their network today with Caroline Leavitt and Cassie Hunt. They're not ashamed of what happened on their network today. They're ashamed of what has happened on their network in the past. They're ashamed of what Caroline Leavitt is digging back up, is reviving, is bringing back to the surface. They don't want you to see that the moderator of the June 27th debate in Atlanta, Georgia, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, is somebody who has compared Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. They don't want you to see this. So what does that mean? That means we share the crap out of it. Watch.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States.
Donald Trump, a couple times over the weekend, referred to immigrants from South America, Africa, and Asia. He did not mention Europe. South America, Africa, and Asia as, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language before World War II.
To open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning. There's really no other way to say it. Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly.
That's what CNN doesn't want you to see. They don't want you to see multiple clips, multiple instances of Jake Tapper comparing Donald John Trump to Adolf Hitler on their network. They're not ashamed that they shut down Caroline Leavitt because she brought this up. They're ashamed of the fact that it's happened on their network before, and now they're asking that guy who compared Donald Trump to Hitler to moderate a debate fairly and objectively. It's not going to happen. Not only that, but fake Jake Tapper is so out to lunch. Do you remember after October 7th when he was surprised at all the anti-Semitism on the left? Well, quite frankly, I'm shocked at the anti-Semitism on the left. Remember this?
These last few days have been a real eye-opening period for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. A lot of people who seem more shocked at dehumanizing language used by world leaders to describe Hamas than what Hamas actually perpetrated on Saturday.
Really? Oh, really? It's shocking? What, did Rashida Tlaib not exist until October 7th, 2023? AOC, Jamal Bowman, who might lose his primary? Really, it's shocking, Jake Tapper, isn't it? How about the fact that in Los Angeles yesterday, did you see what happened, Brent, outside the synagogue in Los Angeles? Jews are getting bear sprayed. Look at this one here. This guy, that's a Jewish man right there. Bloodied up outside of a synagogue in Los Angeles because the pro-Hamas animals that are protesting out there, they can't do it peacefully. And it's not about Zionism. It's not even about Israel. These people hate Jews. They just hate them. That's what it is. For whatever reason, they don't like Jews. I don't know if they had a bad experience with a Jew once. I have no clue, but they hate Jews. And this has been very, very prevalent on the left for years. For years, ladies and gentlemen. Black Lives Matter. Patrice Cullors talking about ending the imperialist experiment that is Israel. Co-founder of Black Lives Matter, folks. The radical left has been anti-Semitic for a long time. They take all the money in the world, right? From who? George Soros, who was a Nazi collaborator. And then they've somehow turned it back on us that if we criticize George Soros, that's anti-Semitic. He helped the Nazis when he was younger. Now they take his money like it's nobody's business. The Jake Tapper, though, it's eye-opening. It's eye-opening to see all this anti-Semitism on the left. Eye-opening? Where the hell have you been? Eye-opening. That's the guy moderating the debate on June 27th in Atlanta. See, that's why they shut down Caroline Leavitt. That's why they shut down Caroline Leavitt. Because what she was bringing up was the truth. Because not only is Jake Tapper biased. Listen, everybody has a bias. I don't care. I don't care who you are. You've got a bias, right? If I was moderating a debate, I will be completely honest with you right now, right here, right? Okay? If I was moderating a debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I'd be biased. I would. I can't help it. I would be biased for Donald Trump. We all have our biases. You could find the centrist of all centrists. That person will still have a bias one way or the other. It's not about the fact that Jake Tapper or Anderson Cooper, any of these people are biased. It's about the fact that he's so biased that on multiple occasions, he has compared Donald Trump to Hitler. Donald Trump was president for 4 years. He didn't do anything close. And he raises, and this is what they do, right? This is what the left does. Conservatives can raise a valid point about a particular issue, right? A valid point about a particular issue. Let's say the border, because that's what this is all about, okay? And Donald Trump either calls illegal aliens who are committing violent crimes animals, or Donald Trump says that they're poisoning the lifeblood of our country, or he calls for mass deportations. And instead what happens, what the left does, and it's smart, and it's tactical, and most politicians will do this anyway, regardless of their political affiliation. But what the left does is they will jump on either a word that's been used, or they will fabricate a sentiment, right? Donald Trump is planning mass deportations. He's going to put them all in camps! Nobody said anything about camps. Matter of fact, I don't want them to go in camps in this country. I want them out of the country. Go somewhere else. No camps. And they start making these comparisons to Hitler and all these other historical atrocities that we've seen, human rights violations, et cetera, et cetera. And they gloss over the actual issue, that the border is wide open, that people are being hurt, that it's happening at a rising frequency now. And it's happening a lot to children. And this is what's really shameful about the fake news. This is what's really shameful about people like Jake Tapper, Cassie Hunt, Caitlin Collins, Rachel Madcow, Joy Reid, the ugliest person. She's number one right now, the ugliest person in the world. Inside and out. That's what everyone's been saying on Twitter. She's ugly inside and out. All these left-wing, you know, these crazy people, these sick, we call them sick people. These are sick people. These are very sick people. And they're horrible. What they're doing to our country is horrible. These are sick puppies. We call them very sick puppies. And, you know, it's not nice to see what they're doing. They will gloss over the actual issue. They'll laugh about it. They'll forget about it. They will talk about how the terminology mirrors that of a person who's committed atrocities in the past, whether it's Hitler or, you know, anybody. It could be Putin. It could be anybody. And they'll use that to make the conversation about the rhetoric versus what the actual issue is. And then you get people on our side go, well, Donald Trump just didn't use the term animals. We'd get the issue. No. If Donald Trump came out and said, you know, we have these undocumented individuals who are in our country and we're not happy about it, the left would still freak out. Don't change the language. Don't fight this battle on their terms. Now, this whole thing's about the border, right? The whole poisoning and the animals and the term illegal. It's all about the border. It's all about the illegal immigration, the invasion that's happening on the southern border. Jocelyn Nungare. I'm not sure if I say Nungare. I don't know how you pronounce her name, unfortunately. I've heard multiple pronunciations of this name. That's the person's name we should be saying over and over and over. You know, we said George Floyd. George Floyd was buried in a gold casket. This girl's probably not going to get anything like that. George Floyd, right? A hero. He's a hero. Jocelyn Nungare. Illegal immigrants. Two of them. From Venezuela. You know where they got in Venezuela. They have the Tren de Aragua gang. That's that brutal gang. They're kind of like MS-13. That's an El Salvador gang. And then Tren de Aragua, however the hell you pronounce it, from Venezuela, attacked police officers here, killed a woman in Michigan, the brother of Lake and Riley's murderer, Tren de Aragua. Yeah? It's not good. Here we go again. Now, I don't know if these are people that were a part of that gang or not, but they're from Venezuela, and they're not supposed to be here. That's the point. Let's stop about what they did first. They killed a girl in the United States of America. Why were they in the United States of America? Because Joe Biden allowed them entry into the United States of America. That's the issue.
Well, you know, legal immigrants and legal American citizens commit crime too.
Yes, they do. But the crimes that are committed by the illegals who are not supposed to be here in the first place are 100% preventable if we would just enforce the laws on our border. Are we clear? I think we should be clear on that point. Jocelyn Nungare. She was lured to a bridge, tied up, and then her body was thrown in a Texas bayou by two illegal, alien, bad hombre animals. That's what these people are. That's what these people are. You're going to tell me somebody who does this to a 12-year-old is not an animal? You're going to tell me they deserve an ounce of respect? An ounce. And yet, that's what you hear on the fake news. That is what you hear on the fake news. Remember this clip after the State of the Union? Nancy Pelosi? The capuchin, remember?
We're not supposed to use the term illegals. We're supposed to say undocumented.
Remember that? Because Joe Biden said this about Lincoln, right? He called her Lincoln. Remember this clip?
I know you know how to read. I believe that given the opportunity for a majority in the House and Senate would endorse the bill as well, the majority right now. But unfortunately, politics has derailed this bill so far. I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels political win. He viewed it as a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many?
There you go. Here is, see, he's not supposed to say that. Nancy Pelosi scolded him. The Wicked Witch. She scolded him on the fake news the next day.
Man.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented.
Sounds like a motorcycle having a hard time starting sometimes. You ever notice that about Nancy Pelosi? Or like a wind-up toy that kind of gets stuck? Do you ever notice that? I noticed that. Nancy Pelosi, she kind of starts to, you know, her tongue is all over the... It's a bad situation. That's what happens. She's Mrs. Potato Head. Her eyebrows popping off, her lips are popping off, teeth falling out, eyes are all over the place, eyebrows are drawn in the wrong positions. But I want to, again, remember, we have Jocelyn Nungaray, 12 years old, lured to a bridge in Texas, tied up, raped, murdered by people who should not be in this country. And this is what they're talking about on MSNBC.
What do you tell the parents of those people, those young girls who were killed? This is the preponderance of these people, Michael, are male.
But what is the difference between an illegal immigrant who unfortunately engages in that activity?
And we don't like that. I want to be clear. We don't use the term illegal. So yeah, we don't. Undocumented individuals.
They're illegal aliens.
Undocumented individuals versus... anyone else who commits the same crime.
Well, I mean, we don't use the term illegal to describe somebody who is in this country illegally. That's what we're worried about on MSNBC. Not that a 12-year-old was raped, murdered, and disposed of in a bayou by people who aren't supposed to be here. We're worried about how we refer to them. That's what they're worried about on MSNBC. You guys see that? Is anybody in America care that this is what is being force-fed down the throats of Americans who have what Dan Bongino refers to as the two-button problem? You press power on your TV to turn it on, and then you press one button to go to a news channel because you feel like you're getting the objective truth from anybody. That's what's being fed down Americans' throats. That's why we are playing an essential role here, only if we get the word out and stand and in resistance to what's going on MSNBC, on CNN. Does anybody care that that's what's being fed down the throats of Americans? Because if you don't care about that, then you don't understand the fight that we're fighting here. You know, Alex Jones, I'm not his biggest fan. It's not personal. He's just not my type. Whatever, some people love him, some people hate him. I'm like really pretty much agnostic on Alex Jones, but his company is called InfoWars, and if there's anything that he was out in front of, and the frogs turned gay because of the fluoride. We are in an information war. Informational warfare. And there's enough bullcrap out there that's psyoping everybody into oblivion. This is what the problem is. There is no running for the Democrats. There's no running from the fact that the bodies are piling up at this point, unfortunately. They're piling up. Of the young men, women, whomever they may be, who are being killed, raped, assaulted, etc., at the hands of people who shouldn't be in this country. There's no running from it. They know they can't talk about it. And instead, while faking their way through addressing it, well, we don't refer to them as illegals. What a slap in the face! But that's on national TV. That still has power. Nobody watches them. If nobody watched MSNBC, they would have gone out of business. People watch. People watch CNN. People watch Fox. Too many people watch those networks. It is on us to reach those people. You care about that's what's on national TV? I do. That's why I'm out here screaming about it. This is a major problem. You have the left their mainstream media outlets, whether it's print publication, video streaming platforms like Instagram, which is a sugar honey iced tea hole, TikTok, the same thing, YouTube, the same thing, where it's just left-wing propaganda. And then you have these national news organizations. And yes, they're losing ratings, but they're still getting millions of viewers. People are still hearing this, thinking that if you refer to an illegal immigrant as an illegal immigrant, you're somehow being racist. And I saw some jackass on Twitter. I mean, a complete moron. Well, because you heard about the welfare. Did you hear about the welfare offices across the United States are now giving voter registration forms to anybody who walks in there? That's great. That's good. The guy goes, well, you know, illegals won't vote in the election because it's illegal. Excuse me. Excuse me. You know, this is when I want to reach through the screen on Twitter. This is when I want to reach through the screen on Twitter and choke the person who wrote that tweet, ladies and gentlemen. So illegals are going to follow election law just months after they disregarded immigration law? No, illegal immigrants wouldn't risk being deported by voting in elections. Who the hell's going to catch them? We're not allowed to question elections anymore, thanks to you. So the guy who tiptoed across our border illegally was caught and released into the country, broke the law when he showed up, is now going to be a model citizen when it comes to our elections. You really that stupid? Are you that dumb? I forgot that guy's name. What a dumb thing to, well, you know, it's illegal for them to vote. It's illegal for them to enter the country illegally. Nothing stopped them. Whew. It makes me, I get so frustrated. I just, sometimes I look at this, I'm like, how do you function? How have you not, like, choked on an egg and died already? Like, how the hell are you upright if you're this stupid? And I'm not saying I want these people to die or choke on something. I'm saying the level of stupidity that is emanated from these people is at a level that I have never seen before. It's unbelievable. It's the same thing as, you know, the guy. Some guy is hell-bent on murder, but he's not going to use an automatic rifle or a semi-automatic rifle because he's banned. He's a freaking murderer. He doesn't care if the murder weapon is allowed or not because murder's not allowed. You have these illegal immigrants who are crossing the border illegally, coming into our country illegally, breaking the law when they enter our country. And now you're going to tell me, well, they're here illegally already. They're not going to risk being deported by voting in an election. What do you mean? They already broke the law. They're here illegally. These people are criminals from day one. So stupid. And you wonder why the areas, I had another clown on Twitter the other day. Oh, he goes, oh, you're from Tennessee. You know, that's low educated, whatever he wanted to say. I said, oh, Tennessee's a bad place? How come so many people are moving here? He said, because they're all stupid. I said, oh, so you know better than everybody. Good. You know what? I'll take the stupid people here in Tennessee because from what I can see, the stupid people are pretty freaking smart. I can tell you that. This state is closed to Democrats, by the way. No Democrats allowed. We should vet. We should have like an armed, not armed, we don't want to be Jake Lang with the napalm militia. What kind of freaking stupid crap is this? Jake Lang, January 6th. Oh, yeah, let's make a militia called napalm. That's a great idea. The feds aren't going to pay any attention to that. You couldn't have come with a different name, Jake Lang? You fraud, phony, snitch piece of garbage. You couldn't have come with a better name? You know, rainbows and butterflies might have been a better name for your militia that you, as a January 6th defendant, you keep delaying your own cases. You know, you couldn't have found a better name, huh? Napalm. Yeah, I'm sure you're not trying to entrap people like you already have. I'm sure that's not what's going on. Liberal policies are so stupid. Brennan, I'm going to give you one guess, and you're probably not going to get it right, and this is a good thing. Oh, no. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay.
A McDonald's in San Francisco is closing. Okay? A McDonald's. Golden Arches, built it with my own two hands. You know about it.
Okay.
Why do you think the McDonald's in San Francisco is closing?
Nothing works.
No, it's not that nothing works. What do you think about San Francisco?
It's a lot of crime.
A lot of crime.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
Now, the reason why it's closing is not the crime. Many people would believe that it is the crime. What just went into effect in California, a couple of months ago? At these fast food places. Remember the wage hike, Brennan?
Yep.
Remember the everybody's now, if you're working at a McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, not Panera. Why not Panera? Because the CEO of Panera donates to Kevin Newsom. That's why not Panera. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, these fast food places, everybody's got to make what? $20 an hour. On top of all this other stuff. Listen to this. So the McDonald's in San Francisco, this McDonald's in San Francisco, very popular McDonald's, been open for 30 years, is closing because it can't stay open because the $20 minimum wage law is destroying them. The McDonald's at the Stonestown Galleria Shopping Mall, located about 8 miles southwest of downtown San Francisco, was permanently shuttered on Sunday after more than 30 years serving the area. This is a gut-wrenching day for my family, the franchise owner, Scott Roderick, said, according to ABC7. In addition to the higher minimum wage, the mall had recently increased Roderick's rent, imposed a new tenant fee, property taxes also increased sharply. All of that combined to make the location the most expensive restaurant in the chain that he operates. He had already been forced to increase his prices to the point where people were less willing to eat there. It was all too much. And then throw on top of that, as Brennan said before, crime. I thought these liberal cities, with all love wins, tolerance, peace, you know, the more you pay in taxes, the less you'll pay elsewhere. You know, that's what they tell you, right? Can't keep the businesses open. Guys, if a McDonald's is not profitable, you know you have a really bad situation and an infertile environment for businesses if a McDonald's can't make money in San Francisco. Listen to me. If a fast food... This is how to put it. California, where marijuana has been a thing there for a long time, legal, illegal, whatever it is. If a fast food place cannot be profitable in the pot capital of the United States, California, you know you have an infertile environment for businesses in your state. Pot is the jam in California. People got the munchies. If they can't go to McDonald's because it's too expensive, if your fast food chain is not profitable in a place that smokes more pot per square inch than any other place probably in the world, you have a problem with your environment in which businesses can either grow or fail. And in California, they're failing. It's a problem. Liberal states where everything goes to die. Red states, conservative states, where everything goes to flourish. Look at Florida. Since 2018, it's been a model of success. Look at Tennessee. All the in-migration, all the major businesses that are moving their headquarters to Nashville. Look at Texas. Look at the Dakotas. Not a lot of people there. We want to merge the Dakotas, I understand. But look at the Dakotas. Look at some of these red states. Alabama, Huntsville is exploding out there. And you don't see populations exploding in New York. They're exploding out. They're leaving. California, they're leaving. Why? Because you can't, they take everything. It's take. You get to keep nothing. That's San Francisco. I want to get to this.
Well, before you do that.
What?
Police only donated $500.
Oh, holy moly.
So we need to say thank you.
Okay, yes.
To the LFA as a whole. To help.
Clee Sully just donated $500 to LFA. Oh, yeah, I see it right there. Let me see if I can put that up on the...
And apparently that's the second time today.
That's the second time today that Clee Sully has done that.
Once in our chat, but once earlier.
Wow. All right. Thank you so much to Clee Sully, by the way, who did that. Let me see if I can. There you go. It should be right there to help with expenses there. Thank you so much to Clee Sully. That means a lot, obviously, for the entire channel. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And second time today. So that's amazing. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Clee. We appreciate that. I want to go to a quick clip here. Donald Trump, the Very Fine People hoax. Remember the Very Fine People? Let's
watch. You also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group. Excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
Now, all right. Now, that's been available to us since it happened. Since it happened. You understand that? That was in 2017. We are in 2024 right now. 7 years. And you have people believing that what Snopes says is gospel and, you know, it's all this. Now they finally changed it. Now Snopes has finally changed their little fact check to say that Donald Trump didn't actually call neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. 7 years later, after all the damage has been done, they came out and they said they lied. That's what it is. And it's not, recent developments have shown. No, everybody knew from the day he made the remarks that he did not call neo-Nazis and white supremacists fine people. Everybody knew that. We all knew it. These clips existed. They were censored. What does the left do? Just like how they legislate, right? They'll pound something through Congress. They'll sign it into law. And then 8 years down the road, it'll get challenged and it'll get overturned to the Supreme Court. But they've done 8 years worth of damage. That's exactly what they did here with the Fine People hoax. They ran with it. He called white supremacists fine people. Now everybody thinks it's what happened. Now Snopes changes the fact check when nobody cares. They did the same thing with the lab leak theory too with the New York Times. They do this all the time. And if we don't get better at growing our communities, sharing our communities, bringing people in, having the tough conversations, they're going to continue to be successful. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hit the thumbs up button as we talk to you about a friend of ours, a sponsor of our show, AmmoSquared.com. Take a look. This is AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. Ladies and gentlemen, AmmoSquared.com is an amazing set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing system, a great way to stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It's a unique way to invest in ammunition. You can buy low, you can dollar cost average over time, and then you can cash out when prices rise, or you can take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. AmmoSquared.com is unbelievable. They only ship factory new ammunition from well-known brands. No shipments. They don't manufacture any ammo or ship reloads. There's no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, watch it grow over time like a savings account. You can buy less than a box, even less than a single round, fractional rounds of ammo like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood. Your ammo adds up over time till it becomes full boxes, and then it is shippable. You get free shipping on all orders over $250. That's AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. All right, last but not least, it's a quick one. Really, really quick story. The final 10 cases of the Supreme Court term include all the juicy stuff that we're looking for. The January 6 cases, the 1512 charge, the application of that charge, and the immunity case as well. Those are going to be coming down any day now. We're told Thursdays and Fridays are the days to look out for it. So possibly this week we get the final word on the Donald Trump immunity claims and the application of the obstruction of an official proceeding charge, which is going to have very, very far-reaching implications in J6 world. So that is very important that's very important to keep an eye on, and we'll be keeping an eye on that for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, you got Will Johnson is coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7, and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8 p.m. As President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. It's never going to happen. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I think we're going to stream tonight. I don't know what time yet. It depends on when we get some other stuff done. There's a lot of stuff that's got to get done here. It's going to be another busy week over here. So, you know, give me a little bit of time. But we're probably going to go, I would say we'll probably go live around, I'd say 9 o'clock Eastern time. It'll be 8 o'clock our time. Or maybe we'll start a half hour earlier. We'll see how it goes, how it pans out. Still got to find something to eat, you know. I went back on the diet today. Going to diet for the next couple days, you know, got some stuff coming up. So we're going to look to see if we can stream there. All platforms, just going to hit them all. Watch on whichever one works best for you. Ladies and gentlemen, head over to the website, farishmedia.com, F-A-R-A-S-H-media.com. Sign up for our email list. Emails went out this morning. If you didn't get it, check your spam folders. Looks like we sent it out to over 5,000 people today. So that was a big email blast went out this morning. Check your spam folders if you didn't see it come in. If you're not signed up for the email list, farishmedia.com. Sign up is totally free. Hit the thumbs up button here on Rumble. To send the show up the charts. Make sure you're following this channel. We just passed 84,000 followers here on Rumble. That's rumble.com/LFATV. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts as well. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify by searching for Ungoverned. Thank you so much for watching and listening. As always, we'll be back here same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV, 5 p.m. Eastern for Ungoverned. Have a great rest of your night. We'll probably catch you later on a little Anything Goes live stream later tonight. Have a great rest of your day. If we don't catch you later, we'll catch you tomorrow. Bang! Gavel! We'll see you tomorrow.